sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hard to believe it's another week.
Another week.
We are back. We are back live on the air. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. And we're almost done. The only thing left to do is sign in the contract with this fifth. This is our fifth affiliate.
Fifth affiliate.
How about that? It's pretty cool.
My first time around with an affiliate.
We'll see how long you'll be around on the fifth affiliate.
I come with it. I'm like a fixture.
All right. So here's what I want to do. Now, they rerun the show and do some stuff, and we're going to build up and into a couple other things. But I'm not going to announce the name of this new network.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give away something to someone that's going to be listening to this broadcast over the next couple of days, because I don't know when it's going to be, you know, on the new network. So if you're listening to the new network, now we know the old networks.
Right.
Radio Chaos, Tan Talk Radio Network, MMA Weekly, and Bubba the Love Sponges Network.
SoundCloud.
Well, no, that's totally different. That's not a network.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know, you have SoundCloud and iTunes and all that stuff. Those are our four affiliates, and then they have affiliates to keep branching it out. So this newest network, if you're listening to it, and you would know, you need to email me through knockoutradio.com. Tell me you're listening on said network.
And where you're listening at.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Good. Find out where how far our reach goes. Because I always want to know.
I know how far this reach goes.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah. No, it's definitely cool. It's definitely cool. So this particular giveaway, we have tons of giveaway stuff. We may even give away some more stuff on today's broadcast. But this particular swag bag of 8-Man Strong, and I'm going to Staff Zone's corporate office again. I'm going to raid the closet.
Okay.
So I'll get some more shirts and hats and jackets and all sorts of stuff that will supply people all over the country and world. I have some stuff worldwide. But if you're listening to the new network, just go to the website, knockoutradio.com, contact us, shoot me an email. Hey, I live in and I'm listening on.
That's awesome.
And then hopefully I'll be able to announce that network next week.
It's kind of like when we were in school and like had the balloons and you put them up in the air with the helium with the tag.
See where it goes.
See how far. I mean, it sounds like this network has a longer reach than Tyson Fury.
No, Tyson Fury had a long reach.
He does.
No, he had a long reach. I mean, he certainly did. And we do need to talk about it. Let me lay the groundwork. Lots of stuff to talk about. We've got to go back in time, talk about everything that happened last week. UFC, is it 231, I think?
It is, in Toronto. December 8th?
Yeah. That'll be this Saturday. You almost pulled it off. You almost talked me into another
last minute.
Let's do this. Luckily, I didn't have my passport updated. And I couldn't go. On the program, I believe, momentarily, our Canadian correspondent, and we have a few of those, Elias Theodoro, due to come on the program. Jessica I will be on the program. Brad Katona. All of these athletes have been on before. Eric Anders. I'm looking forward to having him on because
he's an Alabama guy.
He rolls Tide.
Yeah, that's
and Tide rolls.
You're so loyal to that Bama. That.
And I don't get it.
And why? Why is that such a big deal for you?
Because my brother played there.
Okay.
You know, and that's one of the things that I'm going to talk to Eric. And I've talked to, like, O.J. Howard of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We've talked about this when I went to the Bare Knuckle a couple weeks ago. And one of the fighters played at Alabama. One, and in the interview, whoever it was that asked him said, you know, what's better, a knockout or a touchdown or whatever he said at Alabama? He goes, it's always Roll Tide.
Wow.
My brother, very successful. Everything is Roll Tide.
Yeah.
His office, his everything. I mean, it's and everybody is like that. You know, my niece goes to LSU.
Has it always been that way with Bama, or is it just since the Nick Saban era that it really became this, like, cult following?
Okay, I told myself I would not call you McDummy, but McDummy, there was a guy named Bear Bryant.
Oh, that guy's pretty good.
Okay, well, he was.
Did he wrestle Khabib?
He did.
Okay.
He wrestled him and the bear at the same time. You know, I think all schools are like that.
Right.
I mean, talk to anybody that's gone to, it doesn't even matter. Look at some of the NFL players, how when they, on Monday Night Football, and they say, you know, what college, they say their high school. It's in part is they're still mad at their college or, you know, right. they're trying to pay back that free scholarship they had at college or in sure. high school, you know, or whatever. Also on the program today, Mike Schulze returns. He is the director of communications of the Outback Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my favorite press box. I mean, my favorite game to go cover.
Your favorite meal time.
Oh, it is my favorite because it's Outback food. And then Neil Hoffman. And we were watching Shark Tank, I think it was yesterday, and they did a little flashback. And every year, and this is one of the cool things, you know, when you watch Shark Tank, you know, they always talk about you don't have a business, you have a product.
Right.
Well, Neil Hoffman came out with the Mensch on the Bench.
Right.
And every year he's added something to it. And this year it's the Mitzvah Moose. And it's kind of cool. And we got, with the help of Neil Hoffman, we got some to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Awesome.
And Ali Marpet. And Alex Kappa is in charge of the offensive holiday room, the offensive lineman's holiday room. And they're up there. I still need to get those photos. But so that's the schedule. That's some of the things that we are going to talk about. I don't know if I want to start the show with some of my complaints, my problems, my issues.
You usually do.
Do I? All right.
Well, let's start with the green and let people know who we're listening to. It's the Knockout Radio.
I started the show with that. Oh, this is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Do you ever?
No. I was waiting for my turn to speak.
Just staying consistent. You know, I've got a couple of questions, a couple of things that I need to...
I kind of know where you're going, though. I think I know.
On which one?
I think you're going Tyson Fury, the judges.
We can start there.
About how terrible...
Way to produce the show. Good job.
I'm just trying to read your mind.
You know, I didn't watch start to finish every round.
Okay.
Okay? And one of other of my list of... You know, people have asked me, am I going to ever write a book? They'd like me to write a book, which I think is a joke.
Okay.
I can barely read a book, not alone write a book, right. You know, but a lot of my stories and a lot of the things that are going on and whatever. But, you know, I have said for a long, long time that I don't like people that say X won round one, yet I see them look down and type, or I see them turn to their friend and grab a drink or eat a French fry. If you don't watch from ding, ding to ding, ding, I don't think you should have a say in who won a round or who won a fight.
Sure.
You know, because a round can be won or lost by one punch.
Of course.
In my opinion, as a Florida licensed judge. Now, I questioned soon to be a co-host of another show that we're getting ready to do. Former world champion and more importantly, Mason the Line Dixon from Rocky VI. And he was saying, well, to beat the champ, you have... No, Antonio. No, anybody else that's listening. You know, to be the champ, you have to beat the champ. Yeah, no kidding. But you don't have to dominate like Antonio believes.
You just have to have more punches or win on point. Like
One point. More whatever. You know, right. One more power punch. One more however that particular judge is judging. You know, you don't have to dominate. And some people have said, well, you can't be knocked down twice like Tyson Fury. Well, he got knocked down once and he died once.
He got knocked out.
One of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen.
How did he get up?
He said, I guess he tweeted it, that he was out and he heard six and he jumped up Undertaker style.
Unbelievable.
Big props, I guess, to the referee for not stopping it.
Did he do it the right thing? I mean, cause it seemed like some of the online conspiracy theories were he delayed, he kind of took a little pause, he didn't start counting.
The delay is, and every boxer is told, on a knockdown, go to a neutral corner.
Okay.
And I'm not a boxer. I'm not even intelligent. And I know if I knock you down, I'm running to the other corner because I want you to start counting as soon as possible.
But there's nothing at the score tables. There's not an official counter in case the referee's busy. Like, what if the boxer doesn't stop and doesn't run to a retreat?
Then the count doesn't start.
But the guys on the bench, you know, shouldn't there be an official guy just stand there with a stopwatch? But like, hey,
no.
As soon as he hits the ground, boom, start.
No.
Why has it got to be the judge, the referee?
Because that's the referee's job. Because
if we learn anything from WWE, usually the referees get hit by a chair or, like, attacked from behind.
Well, and then they have other referees to slide in underneath right. and help them and stuff.
I mean, if the WWE can do it, why can't boxing?
But that's the issue, and that's the problem, that when you get a knockdown, you go to a neutral corner instantly. And, yes, he didn't start right away. He could have been 8 or 9 by the time he woke up.
Sure.
And then he wouldn't have been able to stand, and the fight would have been over. But, you know, that's Wilder's fault. instead of, you know, dancing and
he
doing.
He didn't dance. He just turned around. He just did the slit throat it's over.
He did a little dance. He did a little shimmy, boo-boo. Well,
wouldn't you shimmy too if you knocked out Tyson Fury?
Again,
in the 12th round and you're losing the whole thing?
I would assume, I would hope that I would be smart enough to run to a neutral corner to get the count started. I don't know. I could be wrong. Uh-huh. I've never knocked anybody out, so I don't know.
As an official scorer and a guy that knows what you're talking about.
What's an official score? You mean a judge?
Yeah.
What are we, bowling?
Well, we have a shirt for it. But I don't know, who do you think won? I mean,
I thought Fury won.
You thought Fury.
But like I said, in full disclosure, I didn't watch ding ding the ding ding. What I watched, you know, and I watched most of it, but you know, at midnight, 12:30 right. at night, I see the inside of my eyelids.
What he won with was like a backhand flick of a jab. I get it.
When the other guy did nothing. And this is the thing that bothered me when Antonio Tarver, former world champion, and like I said, Mason the Lion Dixon, defeated Rocky Balboa in Rocky VI in some versions. Because you know that there's another outcome.
Is it really?
I believe it's on the DVD where Rocky wins. And I've never seen
like
that.
Underground version.
But, you know, what they're saying on the Twitter universe or whatever, you can't be knocked down twice and win the fight. Well, how do you know in round one when Tyson Fury wins round one, that he's going to get knocked out in round 12.
Right.
So that round goes to Tyson Fury. Round two, you don't know that he's going to get knocked down, right?
Sure. And the Tyson first knockdown Fury. Looked more like a slip than it did really a knockout or knockdown. I didn't really see it as a, but I mean, he went down, obviously.
And if it was ruled a knockdown, then it's a knockdown.
But do those give you heavier points? Like, do you get more weight for the knockdown, knockout?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you get a great deal more points for a knockout, just so you know.
Right.
Okay, no, I'm just responding to your statement.
Because he was out. I mean, he was out until 6 seconds. He was unconscious.
Well, you're really not sure because, you know, a lot of people seem, and we've seen this in MMA as well, he was out, and then when he hit the ground, the ground woke him up.
Right. Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, that's
right.
possible, too.
Sure.
And in the first knockdown, he kind of laid there for a couple seconds, which... Big ups, smart enough to do that. You know, then to jump right up, your equilibrium's off, you know, whatever. So it was smart just to lay there, and luckily the referee allowed him to do that.
I thought the ref did a good job. I really did. I mean, everybody's critical referees. I mean, Mario Yamasaki was
it's a great motorcycle, too.
Yamasaki? Yeah. He would have stopped it in the fifth round.
Yeah, no, probably.
The knockout didn't occur to the 12th.
No, I mean, definitely. You know, but again, with you talking about, you know, fixes and conspiracies and all that, the one judge that had Wilder winning, I think it was
115
to 111?
Yeah.
I watched it, if you want to, and again, I don't even remember breakfast, let alone a fight from last Saturday.
Sure.
But two rounds goes to Wilder.
Okay.
And then the two rounds that he knocked him down are 10-8 rounds.
Right.
Where did he win two or three other rounds? He didn't. Except in the eye of that judge.
Well, you know, but I'm okay with the draw, though. I mean, you got two perfect fighters. You got 27-0. You got 40-0. It was a very close match. I mean, to take one person's blemished record and scar it forever.
It wasn't close.
It was pretty close. I mean, the knockout
it wasn't
made
close.
It close.
No, because that knockout is only one round.
Yeah,
you know, this isn't.
But you're looking at it like a judge. I'm looking at it as a fan.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Like,
this isn't Pride, where at the end of 30 minutes, we'll tell you who won. If you want to say that, then that's different. But that's not how boxing's judged. That's not how MMA in the States is judged.
Sure.
And Tyson Fury, in my opinion, won more rounds. That's all it takes, except for the 10-8s and whatever. But the 10-8 came it down to where it was closer.
And do they score a point? Like when you throw a punch, if you block it with does that count as a punch landed? Like when the guy, or only when they hit your body, your head, what have you?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Because a lot of guys just throw. If you're judging,
it doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything if it doesn't land. So blocking it,
you know, because it hits the body. You can't see from the angle. The judge sitting down, lower, looking up on the other side of the ring.
He can see.
Not if the guy's back's to him and like.
That's why there's three judges, and that's why sometimes, you know, the scorecards are different. Because if more happens in front of me,
I'd like to propose an invention. Here's what I think we should do. We should create a bodysuit that is one color when you start, and every time it gets touched, it changes color in that spot. and then we can like record how many actually land and how many don't.
All right. Here's where that doesn't make sense. No, I'm just saying.
Right.
You know, if you would have just said wear a bodysuit and it counts the punches, that's one thing. But to hit it to change colors, what if, have you ever seen a dart player?
Dart.
Like darts. Darts.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And when they're champion darts, and by the way, is that a sport?
If you drink and get better at it, then no.
Then no, right? So golf isn't a sport.
Bowling. NASCAR.
Well, you're not drinking. Well,
they're all beer sponsors. I mean, there's got to be some drinking and driving. All
right. So, a professional dartist.
Okay.
I don't know whatever they're called.
Dartista.
Who continues to hit the exact same spot in the bullseye.
Okay.
Okay. You would know in your analogy of every time you hit, it's going to now change a yellow suit to a blue suit.
Okay.
So all if right. you hit,
so it's going to be a sensor suit.
Tell me.
You're smart. I like it.
All right. This show is over.
What should we call it? We got to come up with a clever name. The Knockout Bodysuit.
Okay. Then where do we slide radio in there? The Knockout Radio Bodysuit.
Yeah. A sensor suit. With technology, why can't we improve the scoring of combat sports?
Well, what I would really like to see is I would like to see rounds posted.
Oh, each round.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
So if you see one judge is getting off, go ahead.
Well, it's not like you can fire him, but no, it's more for the fighters, you know, so that the fighters know kind of what's going on. So you're not going into round 12 in boxing or round 3 or 5 in a mixed martial arts fight thinking you're up 3-1 right. or 4-0 when really, you know, I don't want to say a country and get in trouble. The Alabama judge. you know, has scored it for the referee instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They kind of know, you know, what is going on. So, all right, one other thing that I want to touch base on before we go, you know, to the break. I have plenty of things to get off my chest. Heisman, we'll find out who wins that on Saturday. Army-Navy and our good friend Kevin Carter will be doing that game.
That's awesome.
So I tried to pull you.
Did you?
Yeah. I rip you all the time for all these things that you do that drive me crazy. And I volunteered to carry whatever Kevin needed, you know, into the Army-Navy game. Just to kind of – first, I want to go.
Right.
I mean, it's a spectacle being a veteran and all that kind of stuff. And, yes, it'll be very cool to be in there whether you like him or not, whoever he is. The president should be there.
Oh.
You know, so, again, no matter what president, no matter what side, he's still a president. Kind of cool. Sure. Kind of a – weird, sad day.
Yeah,
you know, talk
a day
president
morning.
Today,
yeah, the 41st president.
I was at $1. All right, I'll get back to my complaint in a minute. I'm at $1, and it was the beginning of the service. And the guy who did the book or the biography or whatever on Senior said that he went to wherever this place was, and he kind of shook hands with a mannequin. With a mannequin. Right. This is when he was running for office.
Okay.
And now you have to do it in the Bush voice, which I can't. But he goes, well, you never know. The mannequin might vote. Nowadays, how true that could be.
Yeah, mannequins vote every day.
You know, but back then it wasn't. So
it's a sad day. I mean, I've seen Facebook posts that the malls are packed. So yep. Apparently consumerism is up on a day of mourning. Everybody's off work. No mail today. Government's all shut down. So.
Cost, I believe, $50 or $60 million. How about that?
Wow.
Don't get me off on the wrong foot. All right, when we come back, more things that I want to complain about. Jessica Evil Eye coming up momentarily. We will talk a little bit about her first pitch, opening pitch in Cleveland. I was there for it.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
And again, if you are listening on the new affiliate, just go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Contact link, hit me up, where you're listening, and what is the name of the new network. All that, and we may even get to something serious when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit MonsterJam.com today.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. Why are you all smiling?
Because you're still talking like we're local, man. We're branched out. You got to like let people know where you're at, geography speaking. Geographically speaking?
You speak often?
Well, I didn't go to college.
We are broadcasting live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Petersburg, Florida. We got to be like Flo Rida. We need to break it up a little bit.
Welcome to all our new fans, our new listeners from around the country.
On the new network.
It's exciting. I'm excited.
Not announcing the new network name yet.
You are. You're good at keeping secrets.
I am. No, I'm not telling anybody.
What'd you give me for Christmas?
Not telling you.
Am I on the naughty list this year again?
Well, who said it's Christmas? It's a Kwanzaa gift. You're going to get a Kwanzaa gift.
The Moose? I can't wait to talk to Neil.
Neil Hoffman coming up momentarily from Mensch on the Bench. Jessica Evil Eye coming up, hopefully momentarily. Eric Anders.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch? Baby. Have you ever had a chance to throw out a first pitch in a game?
No.
I want to do it. I think it'd be fun.
It's no big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be exciting. I mean, that'd be really cool.
I want to do it. I would only do it if it was the All-Star game. Game 9 of the World Series, or you didn't catch that, huh? Game 9. Stay with me.
Okay, baseball.
There's only 7 games.
Perfect.
All right. No,
pause. You got another complaint?
Well, I do. I'm trying to decide. All right, here's one.
All right.
Text messages.
Group text messages.
I hate them.
They're terrible.
It's awful.
It's good for the sender because you can just get one message.
Because they're lazy.
Right, and you can just send it all out, get all the information out of one touch of a button.
All right, so does it make me, and because we're on the Tan Talk Radio Network, we have to watch our language.
We are FCC regulated.
Does it make me, you know what? What people like to call me.
Oh, yes.
Like when I buy a vehicle.
Right.
When I delete out of the group text message system.
Yeah, I mean.
I leave.
You're a leaver.
I'm a leaver.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think anybody gets offended by it because they didn't get asked to be put in it. So if you leave.
No, I'm offended. Well, no, people get mad.
Well, yeah.
You know, I've left my family one because, you know, they're 2 in the morning. Right, I'm like, duets. I'm trying to sleep.
That's political, though. That's all like election times. You guys get it back together.
That's different.
You guys get it back together after the holidays.
Now, that'll never happen again.
Really?
No, yeah, we'll never speak to okay. He'll never speak to us. I don't have the problem with him at all. But, you know, I just hate, like, around any holiday. Like, literally, it drives me crazy because I send out probably 400 text messages.
And they're all individually typed.
Individually. Really? Happy holidays. Because to me, it's total garbage.
So your birthday was last week. So did you, like some people took the time to say, hey, Randy, happy birthday. But Facebook makes it so easy. Just push a button, happy birthday, and just shoots a message.
Right.
And does it matter to you? Do you go back?
I don't care. I don't care where I get, you know. What yeah. And you know me. I mean, it's very nice. It's going to come across wrong.
Because mine was personalized. Did you see?
Probably not.
It's like, happy birthday, boss man.
Yeah, I saw it.
See?
Of course I saw it.
I didn't just send out a generic one, buddy.
Well, again, it's all great, and I appreciate it. And what just to me, it's just so easy and so non-important when you send a 27-person text, happy holidays or merry right, Christmas. Right. So I would be okay with that if there was a way to block everybody's responses. Because I'm getting responses back from people I don't even know saying, sure. Thank you, how's the daughter, right. You know, how's the marriage. Not only do I not care, I don't know you.
Right.
And I still don't care. Because even if I know you, I don't care.
I mean, that's just the way that technology is changing our communication.
Not at all. It has nothing to do with technology.
Oh,
it's laziness.
Of course.
It's laziness.
Yeah. But back in the day, you used to like have to go get a card and write a letter and send it in the mail. And that mail wouldn't get delivered today because the national morning.
You know, definitely not today. Hey, I would assume that you saw that Tyson Fury was going to, I don't know if he's done it yet,
appeal.
But was going to donate the $10 million.
What?
Yeah, to organizations that need, you know, because he's coming off some mental issues
sure.
and some drug issues and such. And I, from what I was told, I wasn't there, but from what I was told, he went into Skid Row in L.A. and got a little emotional about it and donated all the money.
Wow.
Big ups,
big ups to that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. No, I thought it was really touching that Wilder actually reached out to him on Instagram and said, hey, you got to get back in there. You got to do this for your fans. He really was the motivation for him to lose the weight. He got up to 400 pounds. And so that's what really brought this super fight, you know, to our viewing pleasure last weekend. It was Wilder kind of reaching out to him and uplifting him when he was in a dark place. So
looking forward to the rematch.
It's going to be amazing.
I truly am. All right. So what about people that call you and don't leave a message? Now, which is worse? All right. Pick from A, B, or C.
Okay.
Which is worse?
All right.
People that don't return calls.
Okay.
People that either call or return calls and don't even leave a message and just hang up.
Okay.
People that call and just hang up, call right back, hang up. Like, if I'm not going to answer at 107 and 12 seconds, right. I'm not going to answer at 107 and 26 seconds.
Right.
Which one of those three? Or all of the above?
Man, so if I'm talking from my own personal experiences, I don't check voicemails. And I don't open emails either. So it's kind of like, you know, if you leave me a voicemail, I'm never going to get it. So text is bestly preferred. If I call someone, I won't leave a message because I just assume they don't want to go and have to log on their email or their voicemail system, listen to the message, delete it, clear it.
All right, let me interrupt you.
So I just call them, tag it.
Let
so
me
they
interrupt
see
you.
It.
Let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's change it a little bit.
All right.
You're purchasing a new ice machine.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And you've reached out to a couple different ice machine making companies.
Sure.
Okay. I'm in the business I'm looking for, you know, whatever, an ice machine.
Okay.
So you don't know who's calling. You don't know if it's ice machine maker from Tampa, ice machine maker from Latvia, right? So you don't know from the number who it is.
Right.
Or sure. Sometimes it'll come blocked caller.
Sure. Yeah, the blocked caller. I never answer
those. I don't answer the
block. Yeah, no. Why? Well, you got to block the call.
You don't want to tell me, even though I have done that. Right. Well, when I buy the vehicle.
Magic
stuff,
Rick. Magic Man.
I don't know what that means, but
that's your nickname, Randy the Magic Man.
Okay. Whatever. Real quickly, switching over to
speaking
some football.
Speaking of Magic, we'll be there tonight.
We are going tonight.
So tonight, exciting. Yeah, can't wait.
We are going to go up there and have a good time. Winston Moss, familiar with the name?
No,
I didn't think you would be. Former player, coach with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
So he tweeted out. You know, and I should learn from this because I get in trouble by putting stuff out in Twitter.
You do.
Putting stuff out on Facebook or the Book of Face or whatever. So he sent a tweet out, you know, after they just released or fired
Mike McCarthy.
And
why does the coach get fired? Why isn't the players not making plays? Why is it not Aaron Rodgers' fault?
Because you can't fire the players. And you certainly can't fire the highest paid player in the league.
That's true.
Right? So it goes down to whoever it is. So Winston Moss tweets out something about, you know, we need this, we need that, we need a, right? Well, then they fired him.
Okay.
Okay, the Green Bay Packers fired him. Guess what he did? Guess what he said? Guess what he went on Twitter and did?
I have no idea.
Thanks, Twitter.
What?
Yeah, he blamed Twitter for him getting fired.
Wow.
What?
Wow. I mean, who are we blaming for Urban Meyer getting fired?
He didn't get fired. You know, this is the thing. And that story, by the way, wasn't meant for anybody, even though I'm getting some texts already.
How about the ice machine?
The ice machine.
Hey, Wesley, calm down. It's not you, buddy. I'll answer your call, man.
It just came, you know, to me about ice machine.
Send me a text, you know. Don't leave a message.
That's funny stuff. Wes, you're local. You can shoot down here.
But why does Urban Meyer, whenever things aren't going good and he's not winning, why does he always retire?
Well, because he was getting a headache. You know, they showed that he was having a headache. He was having some head issues. Do you think that Ohio State now wishes they would have fired him after this whole ordeal?
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because now he walks away.
Right, of course. And they deal with all the sanctions and all the
penalties. Well, there won't be any sanctions. But
he always leaves trouble behind.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah, but he's the best at running away.
Okay, let me. I got a couple more here. Okay. All right.
Get warmed up.
I have a problem.
Yes.
Queen is coming to town.
Queen is a musical group.
Queen is a former musical group.
Okay.
Even though they're still together, their lead singer, the guy who changed the name, the
Freddie
guy who
Mercury.
Made Queen.
He had the big mustache, like the Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Adult entertainment mustache.
Sure. I always wanted to see Queen.
Okay.
I can't go see Queen without Freddie Mercury.
That's not true.
How is it not true?
Because your boys in the locker room at the Buccaneers at $1 told you.
Caleb Beninot said that. It's not the original Buccaneers that you come and see every week. I get it.
But it's...
I don't get it. I do get it.
You're buying into the franchise. You're buying into the flag. You're buying into the team, and the players change, and free agency changes, and roster changes, but still the same team.
It's the same team.
Same band.
But it's not the same band.
Same band, same music, same song.
When you sell this place.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to help you along. I'm trying to get you an ice machine, and I'm trying to get you a new owner here at Tour de Pizza.
A brand new ice machine with any purchase of Tour de Pizza. It's free.
So you sell this establishment.
Okay.
Okay. Is it still Tour de Pizza with you not making the pizza?
If I sell the name and the recipe and the rights of it, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's not the same pizza.
Ray Kroc isn't making hamburgers, but you still go to McDonald's.
I don't go to McDonald's, but nice analogy.
Okay.
But it's not the same. There are times at Tour de Pizza and at other places that I'll walk in, and if it's not the people I know that normally make whatever, I don't stay.
Right, that's because you have a relationship with those people, but that doesn't mean that it changes the brand.
Well, it does change the brand. The Queen's brand has changed.
Like the original place is never like the franchise version of it.
Right.
Right. Like, so I get that, but just like a crew in a local restaurant that you know and personally like, and they know who you are.
That has nothing to do with it. I mean, that's just you're comfortable around them.
Sure.
But I'm saying, and if you really want me to call it the way it is, I mean, I've had pizzas at Tour de Pizza that taste different.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on who makes it.
Of course.
So if certain people are not there. And I have gone to where Ray Kroc once owned.
Did you?
And if the people that are there because I want it made fresh, if they're not there, I leave.
Right.
I want it the way I want it.
Sure. Yeah, so you should be a Burger King kind of guy.
I do want it my way.
Right, right. That's, you're in the wrong building. That's all it is. You just go across the street.
But that's not really the place I want to go eat either. All right. What else? I got a couple more.
You're just on it today.
Well, it's just things. See, I gave you a homework assignment, but I did it. Because I see all your notes.
Yes.
I see all the things that you've brought to the table.
I got one of those like pornographic memories.
Yeah, it's pornographic. All right.
Well, you're the one that brought up Freddie Mercury.
I have an issue.
Okay.
MMA bobblehead.
Yes.
Okay. No, no, not what you think. We're not addressing that.
Dave's a good dude, man.
No, he is a good dude.
And he's got some great products.
Unbelievably great products. And he just announced the newest bobblehead.
I saw it today on the Instagram.
And it is?
The Donald Cerrone.
It is the Cowboy.
The Cowboy.
All right, here's my problem. What's my problem?
They're not painted yet?
No, they're all done. They're...
Well, I just saw the mold. I saw the photo of like all the raw.
So what's my problem? How well do you know me?
You're
the flag.
You're draping the flag over.
The flag, I don't know. I like it, but I don't like it. I love it, but because so many people are so disrespectful to the flag that as soon as they take it off their back, they roll it in a ball, they do whatever they do.
Right.
You know, they fold it. They don't fold it properly. So it's got to be all or nothing, doesn't it?
So from the military standpoint or from like a nation standpoint, is it only when the flag touches the ground where it's disrespectful? But, you know, can it be draped on a sweaty fighter, you know, covered in blood and sweat? And
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, is that disrespectful to the flag in the condition that it's being used in? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in the military, so I don't know. I didn't serve, so I don't know what kind of things you guys honor and respect for the flag. But I thought it was just if it touched the ground, then it had to be burned. I thought that was the only like law or code. But then, but I did see this week, I think a FedEx driver was delivering packages and a big storm came through and knocked a flag on the ground. And he actually took the time to fold it back up and place it on the front porch, which that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I'm saying. It's got to be all or nothing. It can't be. And that's why I'm conflicted because it's an awesome bobblehead. You know, and I'll have it up in the studio and all that kind of stuff when Dave has...
Did I see the XFLs, like, launching again?
Yeah.
And they said that their players will all stand during the national anthem?
Yeah, and I believe Tampa will be one of...
The new expansion teams? Or I mean, it's a new league, right? Is it a brand-new startup again, or is it just an expansion of what was existing? I don't really know. I mean, Wesley, you know, we have a football affiliate, the St. Pete Stampede. Another professional, semi-pro team here locally, headed by Wesley McMillan. So, Wes, I'm going to need some insight on this, man. Like, how is your league set up? Are players required to stand? I mean, because they're employees, right? I mean, I guess that's what it is, Randy, right? At the end of the day, these guys are all employees, and they have to do it. But I don't know. So, Wes, chime in. Let me know what you think.
All right. Believe it or not, it's that time.
What?
Break time.
Break again?
Yep. So when we come back, Neil Hoffman, we're going to figure out what's going on with our phone issues, and we'll do all that during this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sound.
TAN Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more.
brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, this is the craziest thing ever.
It's odd.
People can hear us even though the equipment's off.
Sure.
People can't call in even though the phone is working.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get any of it.
It's a day of mourning.
No.
It's messing with the signals.
That definitely could be. All right, so every year, right about this time, we get on one of my favorite people, one of my favorite subjects. It's close to home. It's one of my people. It let my people be, all that kind of stuff. On the phone with us right now, my buddy, Neil Hoffman. Neil, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
Not too bad. Great to talk to you. I saw a little clip. I think it was on yesterday that I was watching Shark Tank, and they did a little update again with you. How are things going?
Things are great. We were just on Shark Tank for the fourth time. With Mensch on the bench, the Jewish alternative to the Elf on the Shelf. And it started as a joke, 6 years ago. And we've now done a couple hundred thousand pieces.
And, I talked about it at the start of the show. I watch Shark Tank. I'm a big fan of it. And they always talk about, when people come in and, you have a product. It's not a business. Well, you came in with a product and made it a business. And every year there's another item, another one as a Jewish person that makes so much sense, like the newest one, the Mitzvah Moose.
Yeah, they were all over me when I was in Shark Tank saying, you have an item and you don't have a business. And to be honest, they were right, right? I came in and Mensch on Bench was a really cute item. We got a couple of good years out of Mensch, and then we decided to expand, and we did dreidels and menorahs, and then we introduced the talking Jewish grandmother. And this year we did the Mitzvah Moose, and it's a blue moose, and instead of antlers, its antlers are 8 candles, and they light up. And I ended up writing a book about the Mensch finds the moose. The moose is really sad. And the Mensch tries to cheer him up, and he realizes he can cheer him up by doing good deeds. And every time he does a good deed or a mitzvot, one of the candles gets lit. And I think it's a great story just to kind of teach the next generation of kids of how to be Mensches or good people.
How do these things come to you? I know, you know, we've had you on, you know, every year, and you told us about your son and his comment, you know, but how do these other ones come? How do you come up with, well, obviously we know about the Bubba, but, you know, like the moose, the mitzvah moose, does it just come to you? Do you sit down and kind of think about it or talk to us?
No, it's epiphany thinking. Like, I'd never know when it's going to happen. It doesn't happen when I just sit there at my desk and stare at something. So I'll just try and get as many different stimuli as I can sometimes. Like, sometimes, you know, go to the store and look at competitive items or talk to people about totally different companies. Yesterday I was talking to someone about a new product for 2019, and I was, you know, went to the bathroom to wash my hands, and I'm at the sink, and it, like, hit me, the idea for an entire book that we're going to write for 2019 while I was washing my hands. It's like, sometimes you just never know where the idea is going to come from or when. It's what keeps me up at night. That my worst fear is I'm going to run out of ideas one day.
So are you already thinking about next year, or is it kind of like when it comes, it comes?
So because I'm so afraid that one day I'm going to run out of ideas, when the ideas do come, you know, I can't keep them, jot them down, especially the good ones. And I, you know, strategically, I look at the next few years. So I've got 2019 and 2020 already planned out for what we want to do. 2021, I got no ideas. Right now, I got nothing. So I'm waiting for the next big idea to hit me.
What is the spike after you do another appearance on Shark Tank?
You know, it's tough to tell because our business is so seasonal. You know, we peak the 10 days before Hanukkah. And because of that, we make sure all of our marketing and all of our messaging hits right around that time. So they put the newest Shark Tank messaging on the first night of Hanukkah, which is also when we're doing our big Facebook promotions, and I'm traveling around the country talking to, you know, at all these stations. So, you know, you can't parse out what it does. But I know, especially that first year, the first segment, we would not have sold through all the product we made. And in toys, that'll kill you, right? The difference between a good toy and a bad toy is only how many you made versus how many you sold. And thank goodness for Shark Tank, because we sold through that year, and, you know, we've been strong ever since.
Very, very good stuff. Neil, where can people pick it up? Just on the website? Or I know it's at, what, Bed Bath & Beyond, correct?
So it's amazing. It's at Bed Bath, it's at Target, it's at Michael's. It's sold out on Amazon. It's sold out on our website. We've had a great year. People are just, they love the moose. And then they continue. We have a new Papa doll that goes with our Bubby doll. It's the talking Jewish grandma, talking Jewish grandpa. They work like magic eight balls. You ask questions, they give you sassy answers. And, you know, we get a kick out of making people laugh.
It's great stuff. Neil, thanks for your time, and happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you. Same to you, and I'll see you next year.
Awesome. Sounds good. That is Neil Hoffman. We need to get him on more than just during Hanukkah, that's for sure. All right, so hopefully we have some of the issues fixed. Let's go up to Toronto, since I didn't get my passport done. We're going to do it by phone instead of by plane. And welcome back to the program, Jessica. Hi, Jessica, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys today?
Not too bad. Sorry about the issue, but great to have you on. Let me ask you this. Your last fight was in Singapore. Now you're in Toronto. How much extra prep work, if any, does it require when you fight outside of the country?
Singapore was a little bit more, but Toronto is, you know, only 4 hours away from Cleveland, so it's really not that bad. So as in Singapore, there was a lot, you know, the time change, the flight alone, like, that was an 18-hour flight. So that was something to prepare for, and then, you know, the time change. So Singapore was definitely a lot more of adjustment and preparation had to go into that. You know, we left 2 weeks before the fight actually even happened, and, you know, we get here to Toronto in the same week of the fight.
Right. Well, what about food-wise? And you know, my drug of habit is Diet Coke, and the Diet Coke in Canada is different than the Diet Coke in the States. So when I drive up, I bring my own Diet Coke. I mean, what about food and stuff like that? That's different in the different countries.
You know, Singapore was definitely a different food experience for me. It was something I had never experienced before. It definitely wasn't my style of food or anything. So it was definitely hard to find the food over there that would fit a fighter's diet that close, and especially someone who has to, you know, cut weight. So it was definitely a challenge. And then same with up here. It doesn't seem so much so far here in Canada. I've had much of an issue because I found a Whole Foods. So it was almost kind of like, you know, like a piece of home, and I found similar brands and products and stuff like that. So really it's been okay up here in Toronto as of the food way. Singapore was way different. Definitely don't want to go back to Singapore.
There you go. Before we talk about the fight, I was there in Cleveland when you threw out the first pitch, and I don't think I've ever asked you. Was there nerves involved? How nervous were you? Or because you've performed in front of large crowds, was it just like another day?
It was just like another day. Obviously, I didn't want to embarrass myself, and I wanted to see if I could actually make it to the plate. You know, I've never thrown out. I don't even think I've ever thrown a pitch that far. And it was cool to see that I could get it down there and actually, you know, at least get it to them.
Right.
So it was sweet. I mean, it was the same thing with, like, the Browns game. I got to go and do the pump-up for the Browns game, and that was actually really thrilling because I had never been in front of that many. I've been in, you know, in front of 30,000, but at a Browns game, you know, there's, 40,000-50,000 people even, you know, at those games. So that was way different. And plus, I got to have, like, showed the Jessica I personality and pump people up, so it was sweet.
And half of the people at the Browns games in the dog mass.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was definitely cool. I felt like I kept hearing people scream my name and being like, let's go, Jess, get that knockout. So it was like, you know, it was nice to feel familiar and recognized.
How different, and then we will talk about the fight, how different is it in Cleveland and at Browns games this year than years past, being that they are a better team? They are an up-and-coming team that have surprised some people, and I think they beat the Panthers on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's exciting to see Cleveland sports grow and then see these things get better. So it was like you could tell how excited the people were there. And then, you know, like I'm talking about let's fight the best fight, you know, and like things like that. So they really got into it and like they were really pumped about that. I mean, and we had a good game against the Chiefs that game. I mean, it wasn't a terrible blowout by any means. It was a very competitive game, and it was really neat in that way. So it was nice to pump up a crowd that was excited to be there.
It's definitely going to be strange next year and in years coming when it's not a laugh anymore, when we're playing Cleveland and we need to worry about that game.
Yeah, right? It's going to be exciting. I think the Cleveland sports are really on the up and up, and I'm excited for them too. I'm excited for, you know, just overall Cleveland, the notoriety to keep building.
Talk to us about your fight this Saturday, UFC 231 in Toronto. What do you know about your opponent? And a lot of times I ask fighters, does it even matter? Do you need to know about your opponent? Or is it really what you can do to the opponent?
You know, it's a little mixture of all those things, you know what I mean? Like, I have to look at what she's good at, and I have to look at what she's not good at, and then I have to focus on what I'm good at and also focus on what I need to improve on. So, you know, it's the stages of a fight camp. That's where you look at those things. But at this point, when you get to fight week, you worry about yourself and you worry about what you can do and all the interviewing and all the talk and all the eyeballs looking at you. Like, you have to convey the same person that you are in your interviews and that same confidence that you have in your own abilities. And it's not just selling a fight. It's a true belief on your abilities. So, I mean, I believe wholeheartedly that I can go out there and put on one of the best performances I ever will and ever want to, because I believe in my training and I believe in my abilities more than I believe in hers.
Have you ever, in the middle of a fight, you know, for a second, for 2 seconds, kind of lost focus and thought about something, or, you know, you're thinking about something back home or your flight, or just kind of lost concentration for a second or two in a fight?
Not like, it was never about anything outside of the ring, but there was in my Misha Tate fight. You know, it was the first time I'd ever been dropped in a fight. And I remember I was winning the entire first round. The first 4 minutes were just a complete striking clinic. And then I remember stopping and contemplating whether or not I was going to do a move that normal time I would never contemplate. And it was still that, you know, it was telling me I needed to go work on my wrestling. Like, I needed to go work on it. So that second of contemplation, you know, got me hit and got me dropped and changed the whole direction of that entire fight. So I ended up losing the second round. And just because I was so caught up on the fact that, like, how did I get hit? And then to go back and watch the fight and then realize what I did and remember what I was thinking and that, yeah. So I've had one of those moments. Never about anything outside the cage. Because to be honest, everything outside the cage can wait. It's not that important.
Jessica, we are at the top of the hour. Thank you very much for your time. Let me put you on hold for a second. I want to send you a shipment of Wicked Good Cupcakes for taking the time to talk to us, and our board guy will get your info. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Jessica I, back in the cage Saturday night, UFC 231 in Toronto. We'll be right back. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1